A lecturer in political science, Ransford Jampo, has warned of heightened division and a possible disintegration of the NDC if Mrs. Rawlings contests the sitting president for the flag bearership of the party. And if Mrs. Rawlings gets the nod, it will be an indictment on the governance style of President Mills. Mr. Jampo expressed these views in an interview with Bright and Trama.
If indeed Kunedu Ageman Rawlings contest the sitting president, then you should know that there is going to be heightened divisions within the party. And then also, so it is possible for then the party to disintegrate. And if a party disintegrates, then you can tell how it will fare as it tries to fight electoral battles. It is clear that if Kunedu Ageman Rawlings does not win the mandate of the delegate, it is clear that his husband, Jerry Rawlings, will not support the sitting president. And he is not going to support the sitting president. What is he going to do? Are they going to sit down, idle, and fold their hands and look at the party? I'm not too sure. So they may have other alternatives, which I believe may include the options of just trying to get out of the party, form another party, or encouraging the wife to go as an independent candidate. There is a feeling that the Rawlingses, even if they don't get the nod or the support of the delegates, there's a feeling that they are still popular in the sight of the masses, and so they may want to try their luck there. And so we'll see how it goes. For President Mills, I feel so bad for him, because if it happens that Kunedu Ageman Rawlings wins the primary, he's going to be a lame duck president. I mean, he's going to be the most ineffective president for the rest of his tenure of office. Again, if it happens that he wins by a slim majority, as the case was in the presidential elections that brought him to power, then again, he would have to do a lot to boost his image and popularity within his own party and in the image, in the sight of Ghanaians. So to be able to be confident and comfortably steer the affairs of the country and to prosecute his Better Ghana agenda, he would have to win a convincing majority in the upcoming primary. That is if indeed Kunedu Ageman Rawlings was contested. And there have been several instances where people actually go to pick nomination forms last day, they abandon their ambition and declare support for candidate. If you look at some of the things that she says and her husband says, it looks as if they are dissatisfied with the way and manner the sitting president is going about things. But the point is, if they are dissatisfied, are Ghanaians dissatisfied? And so we should be careful not to confuse the interests and the wishes and the aspirations of the Rawlingses with the wishes and aspirations of the general Ghanaian population who voted for the certain president. They may be two things. And so for me, what is it that they are saying? Is it that they said the man is slow? That is his style of leadership, and he must be tolerated. At the end of the day, a mandate was given to him, and let's see how he goes about delivering on the promises that he's made. If at the end of the day he's not able to deliver, Ghanaians will be the judges. They wanting the man to govern the country as if we are in a military dictatorship. I think it's neither here nor there.
Mr. Jampo says the chances of Mrs. Rawlings.
It is Professor Mills who is the president of the republic, and naturally people may want to go near the winning team and all that. And so it depends on what the delegates are looking out for. Are they sharing the same sentiments of the Rawlings? If they are doing so, then it may be a bad day for Atamels when it comes to the conduct of the primaries. But if they are not sharing the sentiments of the Rawlings, as I've heard some saying that they are not small boys, they can't be dictated to by the Rawlings, and some have also said that the era and the times of Rawlings is past and gone and all that.
You heard political analyst Ransford Jampo. Joining us on the line is election pollster and senior journalist Ben Efson. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, madam.
Yes. By your assessment of the two, Nana Kunedu and Professor Atamel, who's likely to lead the NDC in election 2012?
I think that one of Nana Kunedu's disadvantages is that there is the trend of people, persons disliking the issue of dynasty in politics. It was reflected in 2007 when the MPP went to Congress, one of the 17 was Dr. Dekufuor. He did rather poorly because most of the delegates felt that if they put him out, the floating voters will say that, look, brother go, brother come, it's going to be difficult. And Nakonedo will have to convince the delegates that the floating voters who are kingmakers will actually decide that, look, we will elect somebody who will follow the trend of husband go, wife come.
Yes, and apart from this dynastic disadvantage, surely there on the plus side for her, there are dissatisfied members of the NDC, the foot soldiers, who would be in favor of Nana Akonedo.
I believe that the Rawlings made a strategic mistake. If they wanted to remove President Moses as their flagbearer, they should have thrown their support behind somebody else, because those foot soldiers who are dissatisfied, I'm sure, like ex-president Kofor said, they prefer to be cleaners in a party in government than be the general secretary of a party in opposition. So it is clear that they will not want to sacrifice the party being in opposition.
Yes. So should Mrs. Rawlings fail to get the nod, will the party disintegrate as is being speculated?
I think disintegration will come if the party loses the 2012 election. If the party wins, I believe the Unisex has many fathers. So I think that should be if Mrs. Rawlings loses and the NDC lose the 2012 elections, the party is likely to disintegrate.
And what makes it so difficult for the NDC to manage its internal wranglings, giving rise to unfolding events?
I think the way it's actually raised, you know, there are two factions within the party, and I think that only the delegates will be able to decide which faction should hold sway.
Contrary to the views of many, some share the view that Konedu's flag bearership challenge is a plus for the NDC internal democracy. What do you think?
I think that it is. I mean, that the majority of delegates will decide that some will decide that they will not vote for the founder's wife. It shows you that the party has grown beyond the core Rawlings support base, and it's a bigger party.
Thank you, senior journalist Ben Efson.
Thank you very much.